This is Jonathan.
Ah, evet.
Shalom, Jonathan. Just 1 second on. There we go. Okay. So we raised some of this. We mentioned, the Seichel mentioned to the Nefesh three midas that he has that are getting in the way of his being able to have the correct kavanah in his avodah and in his chidah. There's a void of a dollar, Hashem. And the problem that the Nefesh was having is that he this stuff you have to do chazara and more chazara. We'll just summarize it quickly based on the Leif Tovia, but the problem is that we have to be very careful that when we are a void. We don't do it with the kavana psula. Because, as we mentioned, the doing the good gives you toivos. So this 1 second. Doing the good gives you toivos. So you're doing the good and you're serving Hashem in order to receive more good. With the noises, ala adam lahachik ma'ala v'shleishus hagoyimim hamevien lidei pniyazu. We said there's three problems that a person has, and that's why when he's always serving Hashem, he's not really serving Hashem, he's serving himself. Because all he wants is the benefits that you get from doing the mitzvahs. That's quite a high level already. The people out there that just don't do the mitzvahs. The people that are doing the mitzvahs, but they're doing it because there's a benefit for me. It means I'm not serving Hashem, I'm serving me. The way to get what I want is to do what Hashem wants. Well, ultimately, it's about me, not about Hashem. And the three midas that we have to grapple with, which we're going to deal with tonight, Mitzvah Hashem, we saw the first one, we'll deal with the others tonight. The first one is Avas Atzmi Mufuzeret, Mufurezet. Adam is coming, but called to Naisov, the Rabbit by Vaida Sabaira, the Hasig Nochit, the Kanigun La Atzmer. Everything he does in Avodas Hashem is only one goal, and that's to make his life more gushmak, more pleasure, more tanugim. He's interested only in his own personal pleasure. Now, it's true that being Avodas Hashem can make for a very pleasant, nice life. We would expect that if a person is doing what Hashem wants from him, his life will be very pleasant. It doesn't mean trouble-free, nisrain-free, but overall, he'll have a much better life than someone who's not being Avodas Hashem. And therefore, there will be benefits. But he mustn't do it because he wants the benefits, because then it's not about Hashem anymore, it's about him. That's a very fine line, it's an awkward shoot. Practically, that's a major darga. The second problem is chesed havana b'chesed aboira. He doesn't understand the chesed that Hashem's doing for him. Maybe it's Adam lachshov she'ein hu masig es ma she'tov lo, ela k'shum mevakesh alav. It's interesting. We saw not like that once before. But Hashem's doing chesed for a person without him asking for it, and he's also giving tov if the person doesn't know that he's doing tovot for him. We always understood that in order to get what you want in this world, you have to ask for it, otherwise you won't get it. Adam and Rishon, if you didn't pray for rain, then there wouldn't be rain, because you have to ask for it. If you don't ask for it, you won't get it. Yeah, he seems to be saying, not like that. Yeah, he's saying that you'll get what you need even without asking for it. The baby in the womb gets whatever it needs. It's not asking for it. Lots of things we get not if we don't ask for it. Somebody out there has to be asking for it. And that's another problem. I'm getting stuff that I don't ask for because there's somebody else out there asking for it. I'm getting it through his tefillahs. Ulai is the tirutia. He's saying that we think that you have to ask for everything you get. No, there's plenty of things Hashem does for us. We don't even know about half the tovus he's doing for us. How many times he saves our lives, and we don't even realize that he did it. You're a bit late, so you go out a few minutes late, and you're irritated. Hashem just saved your life. You don't know, but we don't even know about it. The third one is Arocha Atzmis Mufurezet Shebiglala Sheif Adam the tovus Kailu Shein Hu Roy Lem Klal. It's a misunderstanding of who you really are. Person doesn't really have a good grip on who really is, and therefore he believes he's entitled to things that he's not really entitled to, and he wants more and more. Those are the three middles in summary. So the first one we saw in detail, let's have a look at them now in at length. That'll finish off Perek Vav, and then we'll start Perek Zayin that goes more into the actual Avodah itself. Bamidah Sheni, see. Chesa Avonah Mitzidke V'Chesed Shabayro Oisimach, a lack of understanding of the Chesed that Hashem does for us. V'Shad Tzvuru Sh'ein At Megia Elatov Ela Lidei She'at Mevakeh Shalov. You think you'll only get the good that you asked for. You're not happy about the fact that Hashem gave you and did good for you, even before you asked for it. But Toivus said, if you sit down and you write a list, you'll see there's a lot of things you have that you didn't necessarily request. And there's ones you don't even know about. When a person's standing and davening, it's a peladika thing. You can be standing and talking to the Kodesh Baruch and asking for what you want, and you don't even recognize, you don't even put in the effort to know who it's actually that's doing all the tovus for you. So the minister mevakesh at lo mitbeinis ledat mi also lochait kol ze. Mibli shever kashta lov. You didn't even ask for it. If you would distance yourself from this midah, not to find bidyuk where the midah is. As the Yitu Aveda says, Aboyre b'kavona shleima. Then you would serve Hashem with the correct sholem kavona. And you'd thank him even from the hidden recesses. Then you'll be more worthy to receive. The boy will be machayev to give you more. This goodness that you want to get from him, Hashem will give it to you. Why? Because you're recognizing the good that he's doing. You're recognizing all the good that he does for you, even though you don't ask for it. Avadi, you have to recognize the good that he gave you that you didn't ask for. There's a lot of potter mizeh. But there's a ton of good that Hashem is doing for us that you never asked for. There's so many things we have that we don't ask for. We don't for the immediate things we need or whatever. You know, if a person's heart's well and he's healthy and whatever, when was the last time he asked Hashem, please let my heart beat, you know? It's not on my list of davening because Baruch Hashem, I don't have that problem. Someone who's got a serious heart problem, yeah, but he's not davening for something else. So many things we take for granted, that just the five senses. When was the last time a person, mamash, really focused on God just for that? So that requires uprooting of this midah, and it's a kashelim to a tamidah. The first one, the midah, was easy to find. Yeah, it's a little bit more subtle. What's this midah? What's so wrong with thinking that I'm, you have to ask for things? You aren't just taking nothing for you. You have to ask. Why am I ain't asking? What's wrong with asking? Don't know. Ramada, it's probably not kosher to this. It's just a cute story. I heard from Rav Tetz when Simcha Wasserman Zatzal and his Rebbetzin were visiting them. They told him the story in Rav Chanan's house. You weren't allowed to ask for anything. They had nothing. So you weren't allowed to ask for anything. If you asked for anything, you didn't get it. Asking for it was a sure way not to get it. They knew you didn't ask. If you needed anything, you would get it. The parents weren't holding back anything. If they had food, they'd give it to you. They didn't have food. The asking wasn't going to help. It was a chinuch, whatever. We can't grasp it. It's way beyond our comprehension. We don't know how they live. But so it's a famous story. The Rebbetzin came home one day with honey, with a little jar of honey, whatever. So the brother of Mamash was plotting for honey, but he knows he can't ask for it because he won't get it. So he sat down at the table and he made a shehakol. I understand his mother's not going to make a brocha levatola. So she gave him a glass of water and he never got the honey. Was the way I'm brought up, whatever. But while Reb Simcha was telling the stories, Rebbetzin was sitting with the woman there, and she was saying, "But I don't understand what's wrong with asking. What's wrong with asking? Why can't you ask? You know, what's the bad about asking?" It's a cute look. That part of the story with Reb Chanan, people don't normally end up just. But what's wrong with asking? So anyway, that's the same feeling I'm having a little bit. We know that you have to ask. You have to daven. And we know why you have to daven. If you get something without davening for it, it's not such a positive thing. When you ask for it and you know that it's coming from the Borei Olam and you ask for it and he gives it to you, you recognize where it's coming from. It's easy to connect to. I'm exactly sure what the midah is. What midah is it? What bad midah is this? I don't understand the chesed that Hashem is doing for me. That's the midah. Okay. It manifests perhaps in that I'm not recognizing that there's much that he does for me that I'm not asking for. I just think what I ask for, Hashem gives me. And for that, I'm grateful. But we don't understand how deep and how big the chesed really is because you're getting so much that you didn't ask for. I mean, that's the midah. I'm not recognizing how much chesed Hashem is doing for me. Okay.
I don't know. Maybe I'm misunderstanding it. From what I got from his chest is that the midah is that don't trick yourself into thinking, you know, I mustn't do this because I'm only doing it for my good. I'm not really doing it for Hashem. That's the midah. Stay away from that because really everything you do is because of pleasure. That's what he was touching on before. Isn't he breaking that down or am I missing something?
The first one I understand, but what's that got to do with the second one is that you don't understand all the chesed Hashem is doing for you.
Yeah, fine. Fair enough.
I'm not sure. No, they're for sure connected at some point. I'm not sure. The first one I grasp. The first one is you're serving Hashem. You think you're serving Hashem. Why are you serving Hashem? Because you know that serving Hashem comes with a lot of bounty. So you want the bounty, so you'll serve Hashem because that's what you want. So you're not serving Hashem, you're serving yourself. That's the avas atzmi. That's the avatsuma la atzmacho. The enormous love we have for ourselves. That's the problem with the midah. And we want everything, we want all the pleasures, all the pleasant, pleasurable things we want to moshech towards me. You know, I'm in acquisitions mode. Yeah, that is the problem. There, I can see the midah and I see where it plays out. It's all about me. Like this, you know, it's bordering on narcissism. Aval, I don't understand the chesed Hashem is doing for me because he gives me lots of things that I don't ask for. And my problem is I think that I have to ask for whatever I want and I think that I'm only getting what I ask for. So that there's also a chesed there. I recognize the chesed. I asked for something, I got it. So that chesed I do recognize. But somehow the fault lies in the fact that you're getting so much that you didn't ask for. That's the lack of Havana. Somehow that brings me not to serve Hashem properly because I'm getting goodness that I don't acknowledge that I'm getting. Well, if I don't know about it, how am I supposed to be over on behalf of that? I don't know about it. Hashem did a chesed for me, and I don't know he did the chesed for me. So how can I take that chesed and turn it into a voider? I didn't know that it existed. I mean, not that I've paid back for everything that I do know about, but I'm just saying in theory. I mean, Lord, don't exactly know what he's... It means the goodness doesn't stop just with what you asked for. The goodness is much greater than what you requested. And if you focus and recognize those things, it's a moedic avoider, it's a suk shara bechina, you know, for sure. Not saying I don't understand the avoider, it's gewaldic. Why do you have to do that? But where that fits into being a bad midah, this lack of avona, I don't know. I don't understand properly how much Hashem is doing for me. So then teach me that in Shara Bechini, where you're teaching me to know how much Hashem, I don't know how that's stopping me from being over Hashem properly, other than the fact that since I don't recognize the Tovus, I don't feel obligated for them. I don't know. Sorry, Kim. There's no more force in here. There's nothing on this. So it must be fairly potted. I don't know. Amida Shlishis, he. Sha'inat Yodat Kuroi. Loit Erech Atzmacha. First of all, you don't know properly your own worth. And you don't understand your relationship with the boyra. You think that you're entitled to, wow, all the biggest good there is in the world. And you have no problem asking for them because, of course, magiali. Whenever we get some kind of goodness that Hashem gives us, we're already working on how we're going to get the next level. It was nice what you gave me, but there's more than that. I want more. You don't recognize how much Hashem is entitled to receive your avoider. You think you're entitled to all the good Hashem's giving you, but you don't see the reciprocal aspect of it, that Hashem's entitled to get your avoider in relation to the goodness that he's doing for you. It's all one-sided. It's a lot similar to the first one. It stems out of that avos atzmi. Yeah, it takes one step further because you're living in fantasy land. You're missing who you really are. When you volunteer, altruistic volunteer to do something for Hashem, to do one of the mitzvahs, to do a voidus Hashem, you think you're doing Hashem a big chesed. You mamash feel like you're a hero because look what I did for Hashem. Mamash, I davened three times today. Hashem, I hope he's grateful. That's what he's referring to. I mean, obviously not as good. Even though you know that you need Hashem for fulfilling all your lacks and whatever, without Hashem you wouldn't exist. Hashem doesn't need you and he doesn't need your avoider. Hashem didn't create the world and give us the mitzvahs and avoider because of him. He doesn't need all of that. He gave it to us as a chesed to us. So you're mamash missing the plot completely here. Couple of things. First of all, you don't recognize who you really are. You think you talk too much more. When you get something, you want more without recognizing that Hashem is also entitled. Hashem is giving you, so he's also entitled to receive from you. And third of all, is when you do something, you think you're kind of helping Hashem out. You're doing Hashem a big chesed. You are doing Hashem a chesed. What are you doing it with? You're doing it with the kweches and the materials he gave you to do the chesed. When you do avoid his Hashem, how do you do that? Where do you get the kwech to get out of bed in the morning? Where do you get the kwech to daven? Where do you get the kwech to do anything? That's all Hashem's giving all of that goodness to you, which you owe him. So that's the middah there. If you will get rid of this foolishness from yourself, and you would investigate with a very, very wise eye. He uses the same lotion, ba'ayin pekucha, with a discerning eye, with an intelligent look. Hashem, who created you, yesh mi'ayin. He's thinking about you, and he knows better than you what's good for you. He also knows what's not good for you. Then you'd be very happy with all the good that Hashem does for you. And you'd thank Hashem, mamash, you'd be thanking him with a leiv shalem. And you won't be pinning your hopes on all the things that take away your mind from recognizing the goodness that already you've been received. And it won't prevent you from giving back and paying Hashem for what you owe him, for what you received already. When you get rid of these three terrible, terrible midas, it's impossible not to get to the goodness that's waiting there, that's fitting for you. But and it's magiat you. For the avoider you get, you're going to get it. If you don't want them. You don't think about them. I'm not serving Hashem because I want any goodness. But the Metzias says, I'm going to get it. So if you get rid of these three middas, it's impossible for you not to serve Hashem. If you're serving Hashem, it's impossible not to get all the goodness that Hashem wants to give you for you serving Hashem. So that's Perek Vav, and it needs another few chazoras to go through it and then get clarity. Hopefully something's sticking here. When we go through it again after each Perek, we'd have to come away with some practical avoidia of all. I think the first thing is just to stop and think about, you know, there's a relationship here. There's a relationship here between me and Hashem. Hashem gives me tmura, what he gives me, I owe him. When I give him back, he gives to me. And there's this reciprocal relation going on. But I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing because I want the good. I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing because I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. And maybe the good will come. But you'll get it. You'll get it. But if you're doing it because you want it, so that's a terrible midah, and you'll fall very short of your avodas Hashem. And when you're falling short of your avodas Hashem, the goodness that you won't get.
I think I disagree completely. I mean, what am I to disagree? But I'm saying from
Who are you disagreeing with? You're disagreeing with me or the Chaim
of Avos? But the way we've been taught is always lo lishma bo lishma, and that's the whole point, to do it to want it. That's why you do it, for the reward. Otherwise, you'll never get to the place of doing it lishma. So it's actually brilliant to do it. Okay, maybe not ultimately. Maybe we're talking ideal here. And they're saying, ideally, you know, you don't do it for that. But the only way you can ever get there is if you do it for the reward. You're never going to just start serving Hashem. Oh, because, you know, it's the right thing to do. That's very cute. But you're only doing it because there's a benefit
You're asking a very powerful kasha. You're asking a very chosh of a kasha. And you made your kasha a little bit too soft, because I'll make the kasha a bit bigger for you. Because the Rambam and the Gemara already says, La'olam, La'olam. La'avod es Hashem, lo lishmo, shitzvarech lishmo, bo lishmo. It means La'olam. You always have to be, at some point, using the lo lishmo in order to get to the lishmo. For sure. That's your kasha. So what's the Chaim HaSolov was talking about? Yeah. Okay. So there's just one condition. Then it'll answer your question. But there's one condition. The mitzvah shel lo lishmo bo lishmo is if you want to get to the lishmo. If you're not interested in the lishmo, you're just doing it because that's what you're doing. You'll never get to the lishmo. And not only that, but the lo lishmo becomes despicable. And that's maybe what he's touching on here. You have to slowly, when the Chaim HaSolov tells you have to work out these midas and uproot these midas, he's not expecting you to, oh, wow, I just heard the Chaim HaSolov is getting midas. Okay, just give me 3 minutes and, okay, now, fine. Okay, what's next? No, eventually, yesh po avoyde kashe. It's going to take you a while till you uproot these midas. And yes, he's describing an ideal, but he's also describing a process. The process to get to this ideal is to slowly start working on these midas until you get to some kind of what we're calling lishmo. Yeah. I mean, the Mishnah says it mafurish. A person should serve Hashem lo manas lekabel pras. What do you do with mitzvah shel lo lishmo bo lishmo? Yeah. Ultimately, you want to get to the level of where you're doing it lishmo. What do you do in the meantime? The only way to get to lishmo is through the lo lishmo. But it doesn't. I don't think it takes away the kasha completely. I think the kasha is a kasha. Once again, you have to understand. I told you, I don't have a shara voice of Kim. Not anywhere, but shara of Kim, which I never heard from Rabbi. I never learned with anybody that knows anything about what they're talking about. Shara bechina, yes. Shara betochen, yeah. I've heard him and gone to vadim and whatever. So. You get a sense of what he's doing. Yeah, I have no points of reference here. I feel like I'm scuba diving with the lights off, you know. Not exactly sure what's up and what's down anymore. So I don't have a mahalach here. I don't know how to approach it. I'm just trying to sort of swim through these murky waters. And some of it, like, it sticks, you know. Some of it comes up. Some of it resonates. I do find myself doing that. I'm thinking about myself in the picture more than I'm thinking about Hashem. I'm thinking about... What does Hashem deserve out of this whole story? You know, Hashem can take care of himself. But I can't take care of myself, so I need Hashem. So Hashem, you take care of me, and you Mr. Day. You don't need me to do it. You know, if I don't do what I'm supposed to do, it's my echpat lecha. The story gets us to think like that sometimes, which is nonsense. It's Hashem doesn't need you, well, you need this. You need this in order to become more sholeh. That's why you're doing it. But you're doing it as tishayvus. You're doing it because it's a shibudya. It's another thing that we don't have. This generation, it's very, very hard to get in touch with the fact that if somebody did you a favor, you owe him. You owe somebody. The Gemara says you stayed in somebody's house one night. As a tachayv benafsha, you owe him your life. You know how rochuk we are from that? We get irritated when we hear things like that. we rohut from that one. What's the problem? And I asked him for anything. I just slept in the bed. So, and I even folded the sheets afterwards, so he wouldn't have to bother. Yeah, my life, I owe him. But I have to say thank you. And if he ever comes to me, I'll give him a bed as well, for sure. I will hope enough. So we don't get the shibud, yeah, the whole story of Hashem did your chesed, now you machive him. We resist that terribly. The whole concept of shibud is very rochot from us. So, okay. Mr. Shem, we'll keep going weiter. Hopefully some of it will go in. We'll find some way to improve ourselves. Unbelievable. There was a person who thought like this and analyzed and understood. I mean, the amicus of the Chavos Levavos is novel by right. But Seda, as next week, Bezrat Hashem.
Joy, Rabbi. Have a good night.
Fascinating.
Have a good night. Take good care. Thanks, of yourself.
Take care. Stop. You are well.